We learned yesterday that a comic book artist of huge fame and proportions has died. He's Will Eisner. He created an enduring character called the Spirit, and he went on to pioneer the modern graphic novel. Dallas Observer critic and comic book fanatic Robert Wolanski has this appreciation of a man he says was a true hero of graphic storytelling.
Among my most prized possessions is a cheap bookmark perched in my office, safe behind a plexiglass frame. On one side is an illustration of a square-jawed, masked hero clad in a blue suit with a blue fedora perched on his head. The bookmark advertises the adventures of Denny Colt, better known as the superhero the Spirit, who was born in 1939 to a father named Will Eisner, who is as much a part of the history of the comic book as ink itself. On the back of this bookmark, the great man signed his name and wrote his address and phone number. "Call any time," he said that day, while dozens of acolytes crowded around him at the 2000 San Diego Comic-Con. And I did call, often, always with some flimsy excuse that I needed a quote for a story. But Will didn't care what the reason. He was happy to talk about the old days, working with Bob, Batman, Kane, and Jack, Captain America, Kirby, long before they became comic book immortals, and happier still talking about his new work, his illustrated novels about the minor miracles that occur in the lives of everyday people without any superpowers at all. Even at 87, he was as spry as a young man, still writing, still drawing, still teaching, and still preaching the gospel of stories told in sequentially laid out panels. "I still believe, neurotically and religiously, we're a literary form that deserves a place at the table," he told me not long ago. He was there at the birth of the comic book, witnessed its myriad deaths and resurrections, and never lost faith in the medium's ability to tell spectacular, intimate, heroic, tragic, and spiritual stories. There is not a comic book creator alive who does not pay homage to Eisner's inventions. His use of long, silent panels. His ability to draw panels as though they were scenes captured on celluloid, perhaps in some German expressionist film. His wry, hard-boiled dialogue, and his painstakingly detailed layouts. Not for nothing is the most prestigious award in the comics industry named for him. The man's spirit, as it were, hangs over a business and a craft he helped invent. Eisner was born in Brooklyn in 1917, the son of Jewish immigrants, and he would often say that his childhood in New York's tenements and his parents' religious faith influenced much of his work. When he was only 22, Eisner created the Spirit, who protected Central City using, as he said, no more than fists, cunning, and an unbelievable tolerance for punishment. Save for a 3-year stint in the Army that began in 1942, Eisner continued the Spirit till 52, with such giants as Jules Pfeiffer and Wally Wood as his collaborators. When the Spirit became a ghost, Eisner started a commercial art company that counted among its clients RCA Records and the Baltimore Colts. Then in 1978 came A Contract with God, the first so-called graphic novel, of which Eisner would produce dozens more until his death. He also wrote 2 books about the art and craft of comic book creating and taught cartooning at New York's School of Visual Arts. Ultimately, what made Will Eisner a great man wasn't just what he did, but his willingness to share with others the lessons he learned over 7 decades in the comic book biz. He believed it was his job to offer guidance and assistance to young wannabes, if they wanted it. Of his own influence, he told an Italian magazine in 2001, "To be a prophet of a medium in its infancy is not very difficult." Perhaps not, but a prophet Will Eisner was and will always be.
Robert Wolanski is a critic for the Dallas Observer. Comic book artist Will Eisner died Monday of complications following heart surgery. He was 87.